had a bride. I sawed her in half. Couple people cried. But most of them just laughed. Most of them just laughed. Jason Isbell, The Magician.
Rachel Ronquillo Gray is a Kundiman, Pink Door, Lastos Brujas, and Vona Fellow. Her work has appeared on Public Radio International, Hyphen Magazine, Glass, Tinderbox Poetry, Tahoma Literary Review, and other places. She currently lives, writes, and makes food in Bloomington, Indiana, all with her daughter strapped to her chest. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Rachel, what poems have you brought for us today?
On crying in public. Cry as much as you want. Be that girl in the corner, drunk on Benadryl and Franzia, eating all the pizza and crying. Babies cry when they're uncomfortable, when they don't know how to say they're unhappy. But don't get it twisted. You're not a baby. What I'm saying is when there's no vocabulary for it, there is only sensation, a feeling that something is not right. You'll say, far too often, I don't know why I'm crying. But you know why you're crying. One night, a person you think you could love yells at you about your missing hair tie, and you feel small. Whatever you do, don't hold in the tears on your way to the grocery store. If you do, your throat will swell like a volcano full of whales, and tears will leak out anyway, and you will soak your jacket sleeves wiping salt water from your cheeks, and you'll pretend your sniffles are allergies in December, and you will see your reflected face all shadow in the car window, and you will feel so small, and your heart will grow small too. It will clench itself like a toothed flytrap, shutting in and swallowing all the flies, using them for food. My Americana. He sat behind me and pulled my hair. He took my pencils when I wasn't looking. He cheated off my English homework. He giggled with the other boys when I walked into the classroom. Like everyone else, he called me Americana. And then I found his note in my backpack during a muddy walk home. The birds and the trees read only this over my shoulder and they were cackling. It made me sick. I wanted to cry. I felt like he had seen me in my underwear. My embarrassment was a well where I lost my face. I tore up the note, threw it into the forest. It glowed against the muddy Mick wrappers. It embarrasses me even now to recall this. It is not about young love. It is about the next day, how I expected change. That he would stop and recall this. It is not about young love. It is about Mick wrappers. It embarrasses me even now to think of the note in the forest, glowed against the muddy well where I lost my face. I tore up the note like he had seen me in my underwear. My embarrassment makes me sick. I want to cry. I felt like he had whispered over my shoulder and he was cackling. The birds and trees read only this note in my backpack during a muddy walk home. Only they did not call me Americana. I found his pencils and broke them. When I walked into the classroom, he giggled with the other boys. He cheated off my English homework. He took my pencils when I wasn't looking. He sat behind me and pulled my hair. Half-Face Song, after Alex Katz's painting, The Black Dress. All my pretty black dresses and my serious hairstyles. They mean business. They mean quiet undertows. Men with half faces have no idea I have so many possibilities. My legs blue. My legs yellow nyloned. My hair in blue-black shine. My hair flipped one way. My hair Niagara falling down the back of a chair. My hair smeared into a doorway. I can have half a face, too. Dear men, you cannot dream of all my paintings. You cannot dream of all my black-dressed looks. How I can wear my black dress one day and say, look at all my flashy pearls, this collarbone of mine. I can wear my black dress the next day and say, nothing sparkles on me. I am boring. I am bored. My half-faced woman can wear a black dress, watch you from the corner of her one eye. I give her a basket to keep a mirror in. I want her to always dream her face's other half.
You've been listening to the poems of Rachel Ronquillo Gray on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.